Morena e te whānau nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millennia. Welcome back to the Māori Millennia podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, and today we're going to talk all about setting goals for the new year. As we head into a new year, a lot of people are thinking about goals, more money, better habits, new routines, and while there's nothing wrong with that, I want to offer a slightly different way of approaching goal setting. Instead of asking, what do I want to achieve, I like to ask, how do I want to be well this year? How do I want to show up in 2026? And the framework I use is guided by Te Whare Tapa Whā. Now, I posted on my story a couple of days ago my goal setting, and I had actually printed out, oh, not printed out, sorry. I had taken one of those papers from behind a photo, like a photo frame, and I had just brainstormed it on there. And someone actually reshared it on their story that they had just found a scrap piece of paper and they were inspired by me just using whatever I had on hand. And I thought that was so cool, but I wanted to start it off there because you don't need to go out and buy a journal. You don't need to go out and buy literally anything. Not to say that I don't love journaling and I don't own a million journals, but I just want to say, like, use whatever you have on hand. You don't need anything fancy. Just use a scrap piece of paper. Use a whiteboard. And I posted the story up sharing that I use Te Whare Tapa Whā, but then I also have separate categories for Te Taha Pūtea, Te Taha Pākehi. And I actually got a message from, you guys will know him, Hida Nathan. He wrote the Whakawhiatai Journal and Māori Ora. Great books that I just wanted to share. But he said, what about, you know, using Te Whare Tapa Whā but incorporating those Pūtea and Pākehi goals within those. So as an example, buying a house is for your whānau to have a space to be. Or, you know, investing in assets could be for te taha he ngaro to have that mental well-being, knowing that your finances are covered. And I just thought this was so cool, and I love this so much, and I've heard of this before, but I haven't actually done it, and so I wanted to talk about this today. Te Whare Tapa Whā, if you don't know, it's a Māori model of well-being developed by Sir Mason Drury. I love it so much. I've talked about it in my book. It describes our well-being as a whare, or a house, supported by four walls. And if you think about a real house, if you have one wall fall down, the whole house is going to fall. And that's why we need to have a holistic approach and think about all of these four categories. Te taha tinana, our physical well-being. Te taha hinengaro, our mental and emotional well-being. Te taha wairua, our spiritual well-being. And te taha whānau, our family and social well-being. If one wall is weak, the whole house is affected. So when I set goals for the year, I don't just think about money and productivity. I look at all four walls and how can I support each of these walls to support my whare so that I can be here and I can have this overflowing energy for other people, giving back and all of the things. And so I'm going to just walk you through some of the different things today. Te taha tinana, let's start here, our physical well-being. Instead of extreme fitness goals, if you've been following me for a long time, most years I start off with, you know, doing 75 hard and then eventually failing it because this challenge actually has like a 95% failure rate. And whilst it's something that I really want to do to develop my mental toughness, I've come off the back of a very stressful year. My wairua, my tinana, my hinengaro, all dimensions have not been doing too well in complete transparency. I lost my nan last year and I've had lots of health challenges and burnout and all of the things. And so this year I'm not going to start off by doing 75 hard, doing a challenge that's just going to be so crazy for me at this point in my life. Instead, I actually found this challenge that I really love. It's called 45 forward. This is 30 minutes of movement, nourishing my body, 5 minutes of mindset work. So this could be journaling and meditation. It could be literally 5 minutes of meditation, 5 minutes of journaling. You get to decide what that mindset work is. It might be goal setting. It might be literally anything. You get to decide. 5 minutes of self-care. So this could be reading. It could be skincare. It could be literally anything. There's only four rules in this challenge, and there's no, like, you miss a rule, you fail, and you have to restart. It's just 45 days of trying to be consistent with these four things. These four things are going to help you feel better. Moving your body, eating good kai, a bit of mindset work, and a bit of self-care. And I just love it because I don't feel like I'm going to fail this. I mean, honestly, yesterday I did not eat the best kai, so technically didn't pass that day. But honestly, it's just about trying to be better. And for me at this stage, it's just about being 1% better. Last year, my body was not, I really struggled to look after my body last year. I was, like, I don't want to really go into excuses here, but I didn't look after my body and I'm paying the price now. And so I'm just getting back into some really good habits to support me moving forward. So instead of extreme fitness goals, you can ask yourself, how do I want my body to feel this year? And for me, I want to feel strong. I want to feel light. I want to feel motivated. I want to feel confident. I want to feel fit and healthy and vibrant and energized. What would consistency look like? Not perfection. So this question is like, what are those bare minimum things that you want to do every single day? For me, it's 30 minutes of movement. You know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. 30 minutes of yoga in your backyard, 30 minutes of going for a walk, you're going to feel better. 30 minutes. That's only 2% of your day. 2% of your day, 30 minutes. Goals here might be moving your body a certain time, number of times a day. You don't even have to, sorry, a certain number of times per week. You don't even have to do the 30 minutes a day. If that's too much for you, start off with, I'm going to go for 3 30-minute walks this week. You know, prioritizing your sleep. So I am someone who really struggles to sleep. And so I am just trying some new methods to help improve my sleep, reducing screen time, sleep hygiene methods, you know, all of the things. Eating in a way that supports energy, not punishment. This one is a huge challenge for me. I've shared before about, you know, binge eating and the challenges I have there. And I really want to get some professional support with that this year. So that's one of my goals. This isn't about shrinking your body. It's about respecting it. It's about loving it. It's about honoring your tinana. It's about showing up in the most aligned way that's going to support you to achieve your goals. Taha he ningaro, mental and emotional well-being. This is about your thoughts, your emotions, your nervous system. And some questions I like to think about is, what causes me the most stress? Is this something you can remove from your life? It could be that you've got a toxic relationship with someone. It could be that your job is very, very stressful and you might need a different job. It might need, you know, there's so many different things. What helps me feel calm and grounded? So I actually have this little, I call it a ngahere in my backyard. There's like 5 trees. It's not a whole ngahere, but I call it the ngahere. My nan used to call it the ngahere. I call it the ngahere. And so one of the things that I want to do is spend more time just like outside. Like even if it's literally just standing there without my shoes on, whakawhenua, like standing on the whenua, breathing in and breathing out. Like it literally takes 5 minutes, but it makes you feel so much better. What boundaries do I need this year? This is a good one because I was thinking about me when I was at my prime last year in terms of all things, Hauora fitness, all of the things. And one of the things was that my boundaries were immaculate. I did not waver on my boundaries. It was like, I am not lowering my standards. And I think that that's really important because lately my boundaries have been weaker. And what I mean by that, I think people are always looking for like real examples. It's like, who are the people in your life that you're letting in that you know aren't good for you? What are the habits in your life that you know aren't good for you that you're letting in? You know, those are the boundaries I'm talking about. Goals might look like reducing your screen time. It could be journaling or going to therapy. That's one of my goals this year. Creating space for rest, being more intentional about what you consume, news, social media, conversations. As an example, I think it was last year or the year before, I don't really know, I stopped watching the news because the news for me is depressing as hell. Like, I'm an empath. I don't know, I was like trying to figure out how to say this. But for me, when I see people dying on the news, people getting blown up, all of the different things, my heart just, you know. And so for me, it's better to not watch the news. It's better to not do that because that's, obviously, I'm not hiding from the fact that these real things occur, but I don't think that getting in a negative spiral is going to help those things. And so for me, consuming that, negative social media, conversations, like just people talking. You know, one of the things for me is if people are having like a really negative conversation, and I'm not saying that like sometimes you don't need to have hard conversations, but I'm talking about the negative down, like, what is it called? Negative Nancy conversations. I just leave. I just leave because I've got to be really intentional about what I consume and what I'm putting into my mind. And, you know, mental well-being, it shouldn't be a luxury, and I think so many people think that it is, but it needs to be the foundation. And obviously this comes with a lot of privilege to be able to get to that point. And I've been so transparent on here about my own mental health challenges and all of the different things. And so for me, this looks like finding some key core habits that I can do to improve my taha hinengaro. And I'm actually just going to bring up my little sheet of paper. It's actually just underneath my computer, and I'm trying to move it so that it doesn't make too much noise for our podcast. But, you know, for my taha hinengaro, one of my goals is to get therapy. It's to read one book a week. So I want to read 52 books this year. Now, please, when you're setting goals, make them goals that are realistic for you. I know that reading 52 books this year is going to be a challenge, but it's also realistic for me. And so it doesn't create this nervous system dysregulation, because I'm like, I can do that. I can definitely do that. It's going to be hard, but I can do it. Just finding some small things you can do to help with that. Taha wairua, spiritual well-being. Taha wairua, it's all about meaning. It's about values. It's about connection. It's about your wairua. It doesn't have to be about religion or anything like that, unless it's that's part of your life. But what I would ask yourself is, what gives your life meaning? What are the things in your life that give you true meaning? What helps you feel connected to yourself, to your tipuna, to your whenua, something bigger than you? And for me, my goal is to join a te reo Māori class. I used to be fluent in te reo Māori growing up, and as I've gotten older, I've wavered on that. And I really want to reconnect to my Adele. And so that's one of my goals, is to sign up for Adele class. Other goals could be spending time in nature, definitely one of my goals. Practicing gratitude or karakia, reconnecting with your culture, your creativity, making decisions that align with your values, not just outcomes. Because when this wall is strong, decisions become clearer. Taha whānau, this is the fourth category, connections and relationships. The final wall, okay, this includes family, friends, community, support systems. Now, I want you to ask yourself, who do you want to be more present with this year? Where do you need better boundaries? What relationships need nurturing? Now, one of my goals for this one is to build more aligned relationships when it comes to pūtea and business, because as a caregiver, any caregivers listening will know it's quite hard to leave, to like go out, to get outside. You know, I'd get out for mahi, but it was always like leave and then come straight back because, you know, I needed to be home. And so now that I've got more freedom to go out of my house, one of my goals is to build more aligned relationships and connect with people who are on the same huarahi as me. And I'm reading a book at the moment, it's called Think and Grow Rich, and I'm rereading this again, and he talks about finding your mastermind, finding your people who are on the same journey as you and connecting with them. Now, I've already got some really great connections and everything like that. Now I want to strengthen them, and I want to build on them, and I want to connect more deeply. So your goals could be being more intentional about your time with your whānau, definitely one of mine. Reaching out instead of isolating, that's a hard one. Letting go of relationships that drain you more than they give. Now, I've done that, you know, this year. There were some people in my life that I was like, I can't continue this. And success doesn't mean much if you're lonely, if you don't have a community. And so it's really important that we focus on all of these four categories of te whare tapa whā. Once I have reflected on all of these four areas, I look at goals like, you know, money, career, business, and I go, what categories will these kind of fit into? So, for example, as I shared at the beginning, you know, having more financial stability, it can help you in your whānau. If pūtea is a big worry of your whole whānau, this can help your relationships. Can you can you do something together? Can you all go on this huarahi together? Can you save a whānau fund, a whānau emergency fund? Can you work together on these goals? It could be that if you want to start a business, you know, this could help you with your taha hinengaro, in a sense that if you want to build confidence that you can start something and you can create something, that's going to help you with your mental health, you know. I wouldn't suggest someone start a business to help with their mental health. That might do the opposite if it's a bit stressful, you know what I'm saying? But I want you to think about it from this angle of, like, what category does this fit into that supports you achieving your goals? So as you think about the year ahead, I invite you to step away from the pressure and the perfection and the new year, new me, because let's just be real, you're the same you that you were 2 days ago. But it's like, how can you create some intentional goals that help move you forward in the life that you want? You do not need a whole new life. You just need to build these walls. You need to strengthen them. If this episode helped you, I would love it if you could share this with someone who is also setting goals right now, because the more of us who are setting goals in this way, it's really going to help you. And there's just one more thing that I wanted to share. If you've got a goal, you need to have a system for it as well. So as an example, one of my goals for my tinana is to feel fit and strong. And so I've got systems that I need to do every day in order to do that. Going for a walk every day, eating nutritious kai, and strength training at the gym. Those are the systems that are going to support me to feel fit and strong. Consistency, discipline. So I invite you, for every single goal you've got, find a system that count, like, that supports that thing. So as an example, join Te Reo Māori class. That's one of my goals. The system is, I need to sign up for one now. I need to find one. And then I need to put it in my calendar and I need to show up every single week and do that. If there's mahi kāinga, then I need to find another section of my calendar to fit that in. You know, spending more time in silence in nature, that's one of my goals for my wairua. So I really want to just go out into the bush and just spend more time out there. And so I'm going to time block this in my calendar so that, you know, every Wednesday afternoon, as an example, I'm going to go out there as just like a rostered in thing for me. If that's my goal, I need to roster it in, otherwise it's not going to happen, because we always go, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it next Monday, I'll do it next month, I'll do it next year, and then it never happens. And so I really encourage you to set a goal, but also set a system. And one last thing I just wanted to say is that failure literally doesn't exist. You just try. You know, people who win, they've only won because they've lost so many times, and then the next time that they win. But people don't often see the losses, and so then they assume that people just try once and then they succeed. But that's not the case at all. Give it a go. 1% better every day. I wanted to end on this too, because so many people set so ambitious goals that are just so totally out of this world, bonkers. And it's like, come on, girl, let's set some realistic goals that you're going to achieve that challenge you, but are also realistic. And so being 1% better, because what we don't want is to start off strong in January, going to the gym 500 million times, eating so strict that, like, you're just being so strict, and then literally by January 15th, you're done, you know? Like, we want to have habits that we can consistently sustain for the whole year, not just for January, for the whole year. And so those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you all today about goal setting. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you did, please send it to a friend. If you want to share it on your story, I would be so grateful for that. As always, obviously, not financial advice, not that we really talked about money today, but I just wanted to share some of the ways that you could set some goals. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I can't wait to see you guys or talk to you guys again. Apopo, ka kite.